Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be increasingly cloudy. Got a chance for some showers, and we'll have a high near 80 degrees. Kenosha right now is at 73. It's 77 in Burlington. Milwaukee, 73. Also 73 degrees in Racine. One person is confirmed dead, 25 injured, a tornado hitting Barron County, which is in northwest Wisconsin. Sheriff's Department says the person who died was at a mobile home park in the Prairie Lake Estates region. That park with about 40 mobile homes destroyed. Barron County's Emergency Management Director says 20 to 30 homes and businesses were also damaged. Racine Mayor John Dickert's final State of the City address, focusing on accomplishments the last 8 years. Lots of thank yous to those who helped along the way. Attention to what lies ahead for making the city a better place. Dickert noting problems faced when he began in 2009 included weak finances and, worst of all, what he said was a lost confidence in our community, led by double-digit unemployment.
We partnered with Gateway, RCEDC, WIBIC, and rebuilt our internal structures. Our outcomes have been transformative. From Launchbox to our new revolving loan programs, we started attracting new entrepreneurs. We toured over 80 companies and helped nearly 50 of them grow, creating a total private investment in the city of $107 million. With full-time jobs created or retained, 1,888 with all of these businesses.
The mayor talking about the crime reduction effort led by the police department, but with many in the community, including the faith-based community, helping along the way as well. And for all the new business developments in the city, the mayor expressed deep gratitude to those who stayed, believing in a better future.
All of those who believed in Racine and not only stayed here, but grew their businesses here, like Doug Nicholson, Monty and Mary Osterman, the Flynns, and others in restaurants, businesses, retail organizations. I see JJ here right now. All of those who helped not only grow our economy, but commit themselves to Racine.
Mayor Dickert referencing the Bob Turner Project, celebrating living history in our parks, as well as the city's okay for another Knowles Nelson State grant of more than $300,000 and over $200,000 from the Great Lakes Conservation Corps for water-related projects. Mayor Dickert, of course, will be resigning in the coming weeks to go lead the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative, and that'll lead to Council President Dennis Weiser becoming interim mayor ahead of a special election. Last night, the Racine Council approved a Finance and Personnel Committee recommendation to reclassify the assessor position and significantly boost the salary to keep it competitive with other communities. Human Resources Manager Tim Tompkins, in noting a pending resignation, explained that Racine and other communities are having a problem recruiting white-collar professionals.
Some of the feedback we got, not only from Kenosha, that is in the process of recruiting an assessor. Their salary is at $113,000 a year. They were unable to recruit qualified candidates. Superior, another city, is paying over $52 an hour. I think what you're looking at is trying to recruit white-collar people, and this is the rate that is out there.
Alderman Q.A. Shakur said the city needs a highly qualified, capable assessor, while noting also recent business challenges to property assessments.
And now, just because we are looking at raising this particular position, that doesn't mean that we have to raise every position throughout the city. We have to take them one at a time. So just because we make one increase, that does not necessarily mean that we have to make increases across the board.
Reclassifying the assessor job moves the pay range from between the current $71,500 and just over $96,500 to a new range of $85,250 to just over $115,000. There's some disagreement among Burlington Council members about an ordinance change to allow for a mixed group of elected officials and those considered at large, but with overall support of getting the public more engaged in city government. During Committee of the Whole discussion, Alderman John Schultz noted that the large provision is something that he'd been after for more than 2 years. He again said that numbered districts and borders is really irrelevant to him.
Everything that we face as a city. There's really no third district issue, and there's no first district issue. If there are, they're few and far between. I think, you know, not only the first district, but I've run for election 3 times, and I've been unopposed all 3 times. All right, that's great for me. Personally, that's probably bad for this little democracy that we're trying to establish here, trying to run.
Alderman Bob Grandi expressed concerns and objections with the proposal.
We may not have to recreate the system if we would let our strategic initiative take place and monitor it. I don't understand why we need to do this now before we actually let our plan take place.
Based on the discussion, which included implementation for the spring of 2019 instead of next year due to the mayor's race, Burlington City staff will be preparing the legal work for a June 6th council decision. And the Kenosha County Board adopts a resolution that urges the preservation of the mortgage interest and property tax deductions in any revision of the federal tax code. Resolution did not receive unanimous support, though. Supervisor Boyd Frederick said he'd like to see exactly what the Trump administration or Congress proposes before deciding if the deductions ought to be preserved.
It could be something different. It could be where the tax rates play into how much you get back when it comes to your mortgage. That's why I voted no and want to take a look and see until there's something concrete that we actually can read, look at and study and know what we're voting on completely.
That resolution adopted on a vote of 18-5. The supervisors also approved a resolution that urges Congress to preserve tax-exempt municipal bonds, which many municipalities use to fund their capital projects. An elderly Wisconsin man accused of shooting an Amtrak train conductor while on the platform at the downtown Naperville, Illinois Metro station.
We do not know any motive at this time or reason why it happened. We know that the conductor stepped out onto the platform and the suspect reached out a window and fired at him.
That's Police Commander Louis Camisa, who says that 45-year-old conductor suffered non-life-threatening injuries. The gunman in his 70s held down by passengers until officers arrived. 1994 Wisconsin Rose Bowl MVP and former Park High School standout Brent Moss gets a year in prison after pleading no contest to a possession of cocaine charge. In addition, Racine Circuit Court Judge Emily Miller gave the 45-year-old Moss 3 years of probation for possession of heroin. He was also ordered not to use any drugs or alcohol. The sentencing had been scheduled last week but was postponed when it was revealed that Moss had tested positive for cocaine and had missed a handful of random drug tests. An additional charge filed in Racine County Circuit Court against a former Kenosha Unified school teacher, now accused of having sexual relations with two students.
41-year-old Douglas Richmond was charged last week with the sexual assault of a child by a person who works or volunteers with children for allegedly having sex with a Tremper High School student in 2009 and 2010. An additional charge of the sexual assault of a student by school staff was filed alleging Richmond had sex with an Indian Trail High School student in 2011. Both of the alleged victims told investigators they had sex with Richmond at a home in Burlington. During an initial appearance in Racine Circuit Court, Richmond's bond was increased to $3,000. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for Thursday. A Kenosha Unified spokesperson confirmed last week that Richmond no longer works for the district, but would provide no other details, calling it a personnel matter. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
The Burlington Common Council unanimously approving a construction management contract for the new municipal pool project, with Schurer Construction at no more than 3% of the total cost to build the facility. During Committee of the Whole discussion, City Administrator Karina Walters explained it's an at-risk contract with Schurer handling the bidding process.
We need to approve this construction management agreement because it's Schurer Construction that will go out to bid and work closely with city staff on this portion of the process. So once the bids are out, we receive the bids, we will have a bid opening. We will be tabulating any and all of the bids. Once all of that is tabulated, we will identify a guaranteed maximum price for the total cost of construction of the pool.
Burlington's attorney, John Belongic, explaining the at-risk contract was suggested by Schurer Construction, which he amended to fit the city's needs.
It allows them to be a bidder for one or more of the subcontracts if they want, and that's fine because we will make our own arrangements not a significant cost to monitor their activities, and Schurer knows that. We already discussed this with them.
Opening bids on the pool project going to give the Burlington Council a better picture of how things stand financially, with the maximum cost of the $5.4 million from discussion months ago versus today's reality, but with a contingency as well of $250,000. And the Racine Department of City Development is going to be holding a community workshop this evening. It'll allow people the chance to comment on the activities, the conventions, and the events they'd like to see at the proposed downtown event center. During the workshop, participants will be able to get together in small groups, talk about their ideas. Those will be used by the city development staff as that project moves forward toward the next step in the process. Of course, they're doing a phase one study of the entire process. The community workshop to be held tonight at Festival Hall, beginning at 6 o'clock. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. We keep our newscast in there in the local news section. At WRJN News. That is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.